So I've got my brolly and I've got my backpack. My bag is winging its way to Kyoto and I'm going to follow it. Ah, oh dear. It's a bit cold and miserable today, which isn't helping. And I'm feeling a bit maudlin because the others are going home and I'm staying for like another 2 weeks. I fly 2 weeks yesterday, I think. It is Wednesday, right? I have no idea at this point. There's nothing to make the days very different. And I haven't seen a paper in 2 weeks. So they're just upstairs. I've checked out and paid my 3,000 yen telephone bill. I'd like to stick with ouch, because that was painful. It's just a case of checking out shortly, going with the guys to the airport. I'll say my goodbyes and go catch the NEX, then get the Shinkansen to Kyoto via Tokyo Station. So it's I kind of want to go home, and I miss the girls, who apparently are tearing up my mother's carpet, which is great. But she's getting on well with them, and Sari's ruling the roost, so apparently that's a good thing. Some things don't change. And it's just a matter of I've got to track down my phone charger, because at some point the Japanese one I've got for my phone has disappeared. So the word you're looking for is crap. Which means I've got to ring around the hotel where I think I left it later on and try and get it. Otherwise I've got to get a replacement, because the rental company will charge me a packet otherwise to replace the bugger. I just, I miss the girls. I miss Mum. I keep writing postcards and calling home, and it'll be fine in a day or so. It's just a matter of, Anyway, off I go to Kyoto.